Now, check this out. Related to the snow, Taryn was down, conversely, in Palm Springs for a couple days, but flew back whatever day it was that, I think it was Monday, that the snow was really coming. And so when she's getting on the plane down there, I said, man, you're going to be in it when you land. And so she's a little nervous about how that's going to go. And so as they're coming in, she says, you can't see anything. You are just, it's just, the plane is flying through. You can't see a thing. And it's such a beautiful way in, you know, when you fly into SeaTac. And then as they're coming in, 737, the pilot says, comes on and says, addresses the cabin, we're going to have to, due to the visibility constraints and the runway, they can't plow it fast enough, we're going to have to auto-land this plane. And he tells
what
the people
that,
and she's like,
does that mean everybody has to help land the plane?
What does auto-land mean?
Auto-land?
And basically, you're turning it over to the computer, I guess, and letting the plane do it. I'm like, I would think you would want all hands on the wheel.
Wait, you know, so the plane lands itself.
Yeah, I mean,
he has no visual.
He has no visual, so he's probably all doing it on instruments and, like, you know, and put it on the computer. I mean, so you're coming in a driving snowstorm, can't see a thing, and he just comes on and tells everybody in the cooler,
is your captain speaking? With all this snow around, you can't really see too well, and the runway, they can't plow it fast enough, so we're going to auto land today.
I would have flipped out.
Yeah, I don't tell the people that. They don't need to know that. I don't need to know that. Just land the damn plane.
I want to know Sully Sullenberger is behind the wheel of this deal, and we're coming in nice and easy.
Why are you saying that? Yeah. The only reason you're saying that is to cover your ass in case the landing doesn't go well.
Well,
you can then come back on and say, I told you we had to auto land. That wasn't me.
Yeah,
that was the computer.
Off the runway. That wasn't me.
The computer screwed that thing up.
I'd never even heard of that. I mean, I hadn't done a whole lot of flying in the snow myself, but that's the first time I'd heard of that.
Well, we have auto driving features on our cars now, like on my car, and you've driven these cars too, where it'll tell if you start heading out of your lane, it will tell you. Beeps will start going on and off, and it will also slow you down. And my car will slow you down if you're getting too close to somebody or somebody brakes in front of you. My car will actually come to a stop should that happen. But when it's snowing, there's blinding snow, my cameras, those features won't work. Those features won't work, and it tells you that. That's pretty cool that the plane works the other way, where those cameras and that technology works even in a blinding snow.
Jeff, a friend of the program, sent us some things about auto land explained, and a plane can be landed with the auto land. And it says automatic landings probably account for less than 1% of all landings on commercial flights. And they say it's easier to land the aircraft manually because you just got to be constantly, watching vigilance on all stages of the computer and all that. It says the Boeing 737 is limited to a minimum crosswind of 25 knots. So the autopilot is usually used to land in low visibility conditions when there are typically little or no winds. As soon as the wind picks up, the average pilot is far better at coping with conditions than the autopilot. If they came on and told me they were going to do the autopilot, I would be like Googling that. A second, what the hell does that mean? And then if I read that, I wouldn't be too happy.
Hey. Landing your what are we paying you for? Land the damn plane yourself.
Bring that thing down nice and bring that bird in easy.